talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. A lot to talk about. We're going to jump right in. Going to the sports world. Big sigh of relief. Aaron Rodgers was not traded last night. Luke is signed with relief. I'm not signed with as much relief. However, he was not traded last night. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers, our franchise quarterback, MVP? What's going on with this guy? I have a theory. I'm going to tell you what it is. Yes, he was a little miffed when we drafted a quarterback last year, but come on. Guy makes a lot of money. He deserves to make a lot of money. He's a starting quarterback. Doesn't hurt to have a good backup. He was the backup to Brett Favre. Brett Favre wasn't too pleased either. A lot of these guys have a very high opinion of themselves. The thing that concerns me about Aaron Rodgers is this. When it got to the title games that would have put us in the Super Bowl the last couple of years, I don't think he played with enthusiasm. I don't think he played with intensity. I'm going to give you some examples. In San Francisco a couple of years ago, he goes publicly. He says, well, you know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to play for San Francisco. Sure is great to be, you know, playing against San Francisco. You know what Tom Brady did? He won the Super Bowl last year. He called his team up individually in the days beforehand, even the night before. Quivering with excitement. He said, we're going to win this, guys. We're going to win this. He was the leader. He was the general. He was the Marine general that was going to lead them, take the hill. Aaron Rodgers didn't call anybody. He didn't show any enthusiasm. He went out there, and he did it. And then this last year, the same thing against Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers is every bit as talented as Tom Brady, but except for one thing, and that was enthusiasm. People follow leaders. People understand it when leaders are enthusiastic. They understand it when leaders are mailing it in, and they understand when leaders are somewhere in between. Aaron Rodgers wasn't mailing it in, but he did not show Tom Brady's enthusiasm. He didn't call his guys up and exhort them. And it was, oh, well, you know, very laid back, very West Coast, very San Francisco. Yeah, well, they said to him, are you going to be coming back next year? So that interview, well, it's not entirely my hands, you know. Now, some people say that what he is doing is kind of is just a negotiating tactic. What, he wants more money? He doesn't have enough money? Are you kidding me? He has a contract. He's supposed to play next year. He's supposed to play next year. But do you put a guy on the field who doesn't want to be there? There's an old saying you've heard many times on this show. We've talked about injunctions, you know, judicial injunctions. A judge will say, you can't enforce that particular election law, or you can't do this, you can't do that. There's an old saying, you can't issue an injunction to make an opera singer sing. You can't issue an injunction to make an opera singer sing. Because, yeah, you can say to her, all right, sing. She'll, all right, I'll sing. There's no enthusiasm, no beauty to it. When it requires discretion like that, that's something you can't require. Well, in the case of Aaron Rodgers, if he plays next year, great player. We have a great team. We drafted a cornerback. I am very glad to see that Murphy and the gang, Gutekunst and all the rest of them, didn't cave into what, you know, people were saying, well, if only we drafted a good receiver. Well, we have good receivers, number one. And number two, all three of these guys went out separately to the West Coast to visit him during the offseason. One at a time, Murphy, all three of them, separately, to tickle him under the chin with a turkey feather. He's lying there moping. They have a big turkey feather. They tickle him under the chin and say, Aaron, we really do like you. You do? Hey, this is football. Football. In the Navy, we didn't go tickling the captain under the chin with a turkey feather and say, listen, can you look a little more enthusiastic running this ship? No, we didn't do that. We did not have to do that. Well, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's got to decide. Am I enthusiastic? Am I going to be like Tom Brady? He could have beaten Tom Brady last year. He could have beaten him. Tom Brady is quivering with excitement just before the Super Bowl, calling his guys, saying, we're going to win this. We're going to win this, guys. We're going to win this. That's what it took. It wasn't just physical ability. Aaron Rodgers has every bit of the physical ability of Tom Brady. Tom Brady got drafted so low, he almost fell out the window. I forget how low it was. It was like really low. And there's a lot of guys, a lot of scouts that should probably be demoted for that. Kind of reminds me of, and this is no kidding, the Harry Potter books. They were rejected by everybody. Everybody said it's a crazy, stupid thing. You know what did it? There's a press named Scholastica, headquartered in Australia. They go, we're so hard up. We're so hard up. We're going to take a weird thing about a wizard and a boarding school. And you know what? They're all multimillionaires. And somebody should have had the brains to see Brady. And frankly, they had the brains to see Aaron Rodgers, but he needs an enthusiasm injection. Yeah, write the guy. Call the guy. Email the guy. Say, look, Aaron, we got your back. We want you. You're back. We want you to win the Super Bowl next year. We want you to call the team the night before the big game. Say, this is your general. This is your general. This is your general, and we are going to win tomorrow. There's a lot of skullduggery that was rumored back and forth. The 49ers offered Green Bay the third pick in return for Rodgers. Somehow Rodgers knew about that. How the hell did he know about that? He's not even supposed to be talking to San Francisco. It's against the rules, but he knew about it. And that's what he wanted. And he communicated that. He wants to play for San Francisco. What, he thinks it's woker and cooler? It's not woker than Vince Lombardi. Not woker than Bart Starr. Jim Taylor, are you kidding me? Forrest Gregg? Paul Hornung, you think it's woker than all that, the first two Super Bowls? No, it's not. He can live wherever he wants in the offseason. And frankly, he can pick up better endorsements than he has. He has some very low-level endorsements. A guy like that should have major endorsements. He needs a better agent, and he needs to pick up his personality. That's what he does. Well, we picked a cornerback, Stokes. I don't know anything about Stokes, but we have some good player personnel people up there in Green Bay, and I'm sure they picked a good cornerback. We need a cornerback. We get burned all the time. We're close to not last in the league, but, you know, we're way down there. We're way down there, and we need a good cornerback. That's what we need. So I'm here to say I've had season Packer tickets since 1988. I got them. Remember they used to play in Milwaukee at the ballpark, and then they consolidated in Green Bay, and they gave the Milwaukee ticket holders three tickets and two regular games, and the Bishops game, preseason game. The Green Bay guys had all the rest. I didn't think that was particularly fair, but so I got three tickets, one to a preseason game, two regular. Since 1988. And the fact of the matter is that we've had a good run. We've had a good run with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Some great, great coaches, great, great player personnel and all of that. But this is a little hiccup. Aaron Rodgers is still young enough to give us a couple good more years. And he is talented enough to play with anybody in the league, including Patrick Mahomes, including Tom Brady, including anybody. He's experienced. He knows what he's doing. When he gets in there, he does it. But he's got to get over this West Coast mope. West Coast mope. Like, listen, you only flew three guys one at a time out to tickle me under the chin with a turkey feather. Why didn't you, why not about a few more guys? Well, come on. Give me a break. Making good money, a lot of money, actually. You should. But we need enthusiasm. We need enthusiasm. And what do the Bears do? They take what? Justin Fields, the guy from Ohio State. By the way, I have no idea why he fell to number 11. I really don't. I mean, he's supposed to be top 10. I don't know what it is with the guy. Apparently, he's athletic, terrific, and all that. But the Bears have a genius for picking the wrong guy. Mitch Trubisky. They could have had Patrick Mahomes. You know that? They could have had Patrick Mahomes, and they didn't take him. They could have had Tom Brady, and they didn't take him. Of course, nobody else did, too, until he fell out of the window at the very end. So what is it with these guys? They get paid to pick personnel, and this is what they end up with? Come on. Maybe Justin Fields will work out. God bless him. I don't know about Jordan Love, our guy, backup, very talented guy. Hope he works out. But we need Aaron Rodgers next year. And I got to get this off my chest. I want to see enthusiasm. I want to see a winning spirit going into the championship game. He wins all these games during the regular season, and then he's like laid back. Well, he wished he played for San Francisco. Hey, knock it off. If you're playing San Francisco, you better want to hand them their lunch, and you better call the team one at a time the night before and say, we're going to win this thing. We're going to win this thing, just like Tom Brady. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.